most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six Disney area music loops. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 91 of the World of Walt podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of September 25th, 2016. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Today, the podcast is sponsored by Ear to Their Travel. If you're planning a trip to any Disney destination, give Phil at Ear to Their Travel a call. Phil is a former Disney cast member, so he really knows how Disney works. He can help you plan all the details of your next vacation at no extra cost to you, while making sure you get the best deal on your trip. You can reach Phil at eartotheirtravel.com. It's all the details that come together that make a Walt Disney World vacation special, from cast members to details in the theming. One of the things that also makes Disney special is the music. And it's not just the music that's up front and center in the attractions, it's also the music that plays in the background. So today we're going to take a look at the top six Disney area music loops. To help me explore this topic, I'd like to welcome a fellow Disney fan, Russ Reeves. Russ, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Herb. It's good to be back with you.
Glad that we can go over this topic today. So for folks who may not have heard about this concept of a music loop, can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Well, you know, one of the things that Walt Disney wanted to do with Disneyland was to make your experience there kind of like stepping into your favorite movies. And there's a lot of ways that that's accomplished that carry over to Walt Disney World. But one of the things that I think often goes unnoticed is the background music that's going on around you in these various areas. You know, often in a movie you see a character doing something and there's background music playing, and you know, that's something most of us don't have in our daily lives. We're not living life over top of a background music track. But almost as soon as we step onto Disney property, whether we're in Disney Springs or we're in a park or we're in a resort, we have this music going on around us that sort of develops the atmosphere, and it helps us know how we're supposed to feel while we're there in that area, just like music does in a movie. And so some of this music is really infectious. It really, you know, kind of gets in your head, and it really accomplishes that effect. So that it's almost like your mood changes or your attitude changes based on where you are with that music that's going on around you, even when sometimes you don't even notice it.
Mm. I agree. It really does set the stage. So you talked about movies, and it's hard to imagine seeing Darth Vader without hearing the song that always accompanies him. And I think it's true at Walt Disney World as well. So each of the different areas has a background theme or a music loop that helps to set the stage and cast that idea that you just talked about, so that you're really stepping into that different time and place.
Yeah. It's very effective if you pay attention to what's going on around you.
Yes. And I have to say, I am one who will sometimes fire up a music loop on YouTube or some other place. It's great background music to listen to during the day.
I only do that maybe every day.
That's an approximate measure, every day. Well, it's good to have a fellow music loop person on the line with me. But before we get into the topic for today, the infamous warm-up question is, do you have a favorite Disney character meet and greet at Walt Disney World?
You know, I have several, but something that they kind of all have in common is that they're not on the schedule, they're not in a set location, they just kind of happen. And there's a few places where this can happen with some kind of regularity. There's a couple places at Epcot and one in Hollywood Studios that I can think of where you just might happen to stumble upon a character or several characters, and sometimes they're sort of the more obscure characters. You know, and you don't stand in line for them, and you didn't know they were going to be there, but they're there, and you get some great pictures and great character interaction. And it just kind of reminds me of when I was a child going to Disneyland and Walt Disney World. You know, back then you didn't have these set character meet and greet places. You just would walk through the park and, oh, there's Mickey Mouse, or, you know, there's Goofy. and you would get your picture or whatever with them. And, of course, I know nowadays that would be impossible to have, but they still give you enough of it to where you can still enjoy some of those kinds of things. And those are my favorites, the ones that you can't plan for and weren't expecting.
Mm. You know, that is a lot of fun. It's like an extra surprise. I've noticed that in the Star Wars launch bay, they have stormtroopers who just sort of walk around, and I think it adds to the effect. It's fun to be able to see them, and when you do, it's like a little extra surprise.
Yeah.
So for me, well, I agree, and I do like those that you just stumble across. One of my favorites, though, is probably at the complete opposite end of the spectrum. It's in the Magic Kingdom, and it's Enchanted Tales with Belle. So I think that Disney has taken the concept of a meet and greet to an entirely new level with this attraction. And for folks who really aren't into meet and greets, I would still highly recommend checking it out. It's a chance for kids and adults to participate in the story in a structured and very easy way. It's a joy just to see a lot of the kids having a blast. There are incredible animatronics. It's a great character experience, and I hope it's a harbinger of things to come in how Disney continues to refine the idea of a character meet and greet. So I agree with you. I like the ones that are spontaneous. You just happen upon them. But I think they're also taking the idea of the structured character meet and greet to a whole new level.
Yeah, there's so much going on there at Enchanted Tales of Belle, with Belle. It's an attraction. It's a character meet and greet. It's a thoroughly imagineered facility that you're in, and it's a really great attraction there.
Yeah, yep, definitely. Okay, so today we're going to get into the top six Disney area music loops, and Russ, we're over to you for number one.
Okay, so for number one, my most favorite of all, it's the Jungle Cruise.
And now here's today's river tip from Skipper Bill of the Congo Kani. Bill says, if it rains in the jungle, who cares? That's why they call it a rainforest. Thanks, Bill.
I listen to this loop almost every day. It just does something for me. It's almost just like listening to a great radio station. You've got good music, and you've got this great DJ, this personality there, Albert AWOL, and it's just so much more enjoyable than so many other things that I could listen to. That I find myself, you know, taking about an hour every day and putting that on in the background of my life. At the Jungle Cruise, I think it's a toss-up. I almost like standing in line better than riding the attraction because of this music loop. I noticed that a lot of people, when I'm in line there, a lot of people seem to be completely oblivious to what they're missing out on over the loudspeakers there. It just sounds like, you know, your everyday background track, so you can easily miss out on it if you aren't paying attention. But you've got this really good music sort of from the big band era, and you have Albert AWOL, this Jungle Cruise skipper, who is the DJ for the DBC, and he's interjecting this hilarious deadpan series of announcements all throughout throughout the music. And some of the lines reference things that you're going to see in the attraction, like there's one line where he says, all skippers in training are required to wear a leopard hat band so travelers at dockside will know not to board your boats. And if I'm not mistaken, I think all the skippers have leopard hat bands. So if you're paying attention to the loop, you know, you hear that and you say, wait a minute. And then there's another one where he says, will the owner of a blue Jeep license number, well, it doesn't have a license plate, at least not anymore. Will the owner please contact the officer of the Minister of Transportation immediately? Your vehicle is turned up at a nearby base camp. And, of course, that's a reference to that overturned Jeep at the campsite halfway through the attraction. And then there's, of course, the typical Jungle Cruise puns. There's a line in there where he says, any travelers who need to exchange foreign currency needn't worry. There are banks all along our rivers. And one of my favorite bits is this like prolonged joke that runs through the entire loop. And so at one point he says, don't forget to submit your entries for the Name the Name the Crocodile contest. The winner will receive a one-week all-expenses-paid cruise on the Jungle River of his choice. And then about 5 minutes later, he says, Skippers, we have yet to receive any entries for our Name the Crocodile contest. And he keeps adding on prizes. So in the second time around, he says, you're also going to get a slightly used pygmy war canoe. And then maybe 10 minutes later, he comes on again and he says, your chance to enter the Name the Crocodile contest is just about over. And then he's adding to the prizes again. You're also going to get absolutely free a full volume set of Teach Yourself Swahili just for entering. And then the final one comes near the end of the loop where he says, with some bit of regret in his voice, the previously announced Name the Crocodile contest has been suspended due to an acute shortage of entries. And then he says, now available, one full volume set of Teach Yourself Swahili, just yours, just for the asking.
Oh, man, that's funny. I just love the big band era anyway, so I think the music is fun. But right. Isn't it interesting?
It's great in itself.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how the announcer, the radio announcer, sort of weaves in all these other stories that tie into the attraction and really are fun? But you're right. I bet the vast majority of people never really catch it or hear it, and yet still Disney took the time to add that detail.
The last time we were there, we were standing in the line, and we were just cracking up and, you know, finishing the punchlines for him and all this, you know, and the people around us were like, you know, they're all lost in their phones and, you know, they're looking at their fast passes and their dining reservations or whatever. And, you know, they're frustrated about the fact that they're stuck in a hot line. But, you know, if you can pay attention to what you're hearing on the airwaves there, it'll make that line move a lot faster and make it a lot more enjoyable.
Yep. Yeah, that's a great one. Okay, number one is a Jungle Cruise. Number two, over to me. I am going to go over to Tomorrowland. So in the real world, I might not know who Bruce Mitchell is and his song Hidden Pathways, or Steve Hahn and his song Inside the Sky, but if I'm in Tomorrowland, the music is unmistakable. I like the fact that it definitely sounds very futuristic, maybe in a retro future kind of way, but it's also relaxing. It sets the scene, and I think it's one of the things that's very distinctive about Tomorrowland, and just as we said in the intro, it makes you feel like you are in that time and place.
Yeah, it is very enjoyable to listen to. I find it hard to hear sometimes in Tomorrowland because of the noise from the speedway and you know, other like just crowd noise and things like that. But if you can get somewhere in a quiet corner where you can hear it, it really does it kind of it really goes well with the area. And in some of those ways, you know, Tomorrowland is sometimes maligned for not being very tomorrow. But it is a very futuristic music that kind of helps you appreciate your surroundings a little more.
Yeah, and you're right. Tomorrowland is pretty noisy in a number of places, especially by the Speedway, or if you're just entering Tomorrowland from the hub. One place where I have been able to pick up on the music is over by the Carousel of Progress, sort of tucked back in the corner between the carousel and Space Mountain. It's a little bit quieter there.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and if you're over there in that area, you know, you can kind of look out across Tomorrowland and you hear that music and it really sets the scene very well for you.
Yeah. Good. Number two, Tomorrowland. So number three, Russ, back over to you.
So for number three, I'm going to say the Polynesian Village Resort. This is another one of my favorites. I listen to it at home all the time. There's a website that I can go to that streams the entire loop, And this current loop that you'll hear today in 2016 has been playing since around 2010. It's just full of this really relaxing music, like the clip you just heard, that really just transports you to the South Pacific, or in my case, it transports me to the Polynesian Resort. I was just listening to this morning, and I told my wife, I said, you know what, this kind of puts me in the mood for, and that, you know, I wish that I could just pop into Captain Cook's for an Aloha pork sandwich and a pomegranate lemonade, and then go get a Dole Whip from Pineapple Lanai and walk around the Polynesian a little bit. You know, I think some of the music is really authentic island music, and other tracks are more what I would call tourist music, but it really goes a long way into setting the theme and the ambiance of that beautiful resort. Some of my favorite tracks that you'll hear there are Alfred Apaka's rendition of Hukilau, and Dennis Pavao's Kaimuki Hula, and any of the tracks by the Sunday Manoa. They're just very mellow, very relaxing. And, you know, when you're sitting there in Captain Cook's, or you're in the lobby just kind of hanging out, it just really kind of carries you away. You forget for a moment that you're in Central Florida when you hear that music.
Mm. I never have known what the words Hukilau mean, but it definitely says Polynesia to me. And it's if there's a soundtrack for a Dole Whip, it's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, and I think there's actually like three versions of Hukilau on the current music loop.
Mm.
So there's like sort of a pop version, which is Alfred Apaka's, and then there's a more traditional version, and then there's an instrumental version. I think I'm right. There's three on the current loop. The word Hukilau, it refers to a fishing, like a community fishing event, where the people all go out in the water together and, you know, kind of herd the fish in toward the shore together in nets and things. And so, you know, the idea is we're going to this big, you know, what we would call in the South here, a fish fry. you know, it's a nice little blend of, you know, traditional Hawaiian vocabulary with English that we can all understand. And it's a fun song.
Yeah, I think everything about the Polynesian Village Resort transports you to a different time and place. I think the architecture, if you're there in the evening, the torches that are lit up, I think the Dole Whip, but the music really just adds a new level to it. And I agree that the Polynesian Village Resort area music loop is a winner. It's a good one.
Absolutely.
Okay, number four, back to me. I'm going to head over to the Magic Kingdom, and I'm going to go to Frontierland. A lot of the songs that you hear in Frontierland are just classic America West songs, like I've Got Spurs That Jingle Jangle Jingle, or On Top of Old Smoky, Davy Crockett, Happy Trails. They're ones that I think a lot of people know and love, and really just add to the sense of being in the wild, wild West. So the Frontierland area music loop is one that I really enjoy.
Yeah, me too. You know, it just, like it puts you kind of in the frame of mind, like you're just walking the set of one of those great old Disney Westerns. And yeah, I really enjoy that music. And it, you know, I think if there's a traditional sort of American music, it's that kind of folk Western style music that you hear there in Frontierland. And so, you know, you typically associate Liberty Square, maybe, or Main Street USA with traditional America, but I think Frontierland and the music loop particularly is really uniquely American.
Mm, I think you're right as well. And it also seems to be a lot of songs that a lot of folks know. So in the Tomorrowland example, you know, Inside the Sky, I'm not sure I could really hum that along, but Happy Trails, that one I know, and there's a nice sense of familiarity to it.
Right. Yeah, and you know, as in with all these, for the most part, Jungle Cruise may be an exception, but for the most part, it's all instrumental music, you know, and so you hear that familiar hook, and you know, your mind, like, how do I know all the words to this song that I haven't heard in 15 years?
You know?
But they're that familiar to you.
Yeah, yep, it's a good one. Number four, Frontierland. Okay, Russ, number five, we're back to you.
Okay, well, we'll stay in the Magic Kingdom, and we'll shut it down, and we'll take that long walk back down Main Street, USA, to leave the park. To me, nothing says Walt Disney World like the music on Main Street, USA. It's all happy, upbeat. I don't know if you'd call it ragtime or carnival music. Some of it is really well known, like we were talking about with Frontierland. Other of it's lesser known. And sometimes you don't even notice it because of all that's going on around you. You know, Main Street, USA can be kind of a noisy place, depending on how crowded it is. But if you can hear that music, you know, you find yourself humming along to an old favorite, and that melody will get stuck in your head for the rest of the day. One of the things I love about the current playlist on Main Street, which I think has been going since maybe 2012, is that right in the midst of like classic American standards like Yankee Doodle Dandy, you find some songs from some movies that are maybe not as popular today, and not all Disney movies, in fact. But they're movies that our family loves, and when we watch those movies, the music kind of puts us in the frame of mind of, you know, walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA. So one of those songs you'll hear is from Hello, Dolly, and it's called Put On Your Sunday Clothes. And if there's ever been a scene in a movie that captures like what you're supposed to feel when you're on Main Street, USA, I think it's that particular scene with that song in Hello, Dolly. One of our favorite Disney movies of all time was The Happiest Millionaire. And, in fact, this past year we did our first Run Disney race wearing Biddle Bible Club shirts inspired by the ones that the Biddle family wears throughout that movie. And so, you know, I'll never forget one day walking down Main Street and catching the tune of Fortuosity from that movie kind of wafting through the air. And, you know, we were so excited that this was from our favorite movie, and so we started singing along as we're walking down Main Street to Fortuosity. And, I think if you're ever feeling down and out, that's the Hello, Dolly song. Says, put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. If you're ever feeling down and out, listen to the music from Main Street, USA, and I think it'll lift your spirits and take you away in your mind to the most magical place on earth.
Yeah, great tip. So the Main Street Trolley Show with the walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA is really one of my favorites. I know that's not an area loop music, but I think music is really a strong part of Main Street, USA. It is in all the Absolutely, areas of the park, yeah. But definitely in Main Street, USA. And you're right, it's sort of a ragtime turn of the century, so Junk Man Rag and Old Timers Waltz, songs that you can't necessarily pick, that I can't necessarily pick out by name, but the tunes sound familiar and they definitely set the stage.
Yeah, and hearing that music when you walk under the train station there, you know, you realize as soon as you hear the first note of that music, I'm in the Magic Kingdom. I'm in Walt Disney World. And, you know, it's like sort of the opening track of your vacation.
Yeah, it's definitely the grand entrance. It adds to the event of being there.
Yeah.
Okay, number six, I'm going to head out of the parks and I'm going to go back to a resort. I'm going to head over to Wilderness Lodge. I think the music of Wilderness Lodge is grand, like the place itself and like the Wild West. Interesting that a lot of the songs that are played there were written by Aaron Copland, like the Appalachian Spring Ballad or the Buckaroo Holiday. And Aaron Copland, excuse me, I think has an interesting history. So he did a lot of his writing in the 30s and 40s. And he made his music deliberately accessible. So a lot of composers just thought the work that he did was just too popular. And it's interesting, there's kind of a parallel, I think, maybe stretching between Aaron Copland and Walt Disney. So as far as their time period in the 30s and 40s about creating art that was accessible and something that was uniquely American. So I like the music and I sort of like the tie-in to the time and someone who wrote a lot of it, which I think just fits the area.
Yeah, it's the word that comes to mind. You said grand. I was thinking the word majestic.
Mm.
It's kind of that same, some of those songs kind of evoke in you that same sense that you get when you look at the Grand Canyon. You know, it's like there's a largeness to it.
Yeah,
and I know they use some of the music from the Grand Canyon Suite, and was that the clip you played? Was that the theme from Magnificent Seven or one of those famous old westerns? You know, but you just kind of the music kind of paints the picture in your mind of these great western landscapes, and In a resort as beautiful as that resort is, you need music that's equally beautiful to kind of set the stage for you.
Yeah. Whenever I'm there, I just feel like I want to take in a deep breath and say, wow, it feels majestic. Like you said, it feels grand and bigger than life and really matches just the area and the architecture and the trees and everything that's there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of my favorite places just to go relax.
Yeah, it's a great spot for that. Good. Well, before we recap, do you have any honorable mentions that you'd like to toss in?
Yeah, since we're talking about resorts, a couple of my favorite resort area music loops can be found at Caribbean Beach and Coronado Springs. Caribbean Beach, as the name implies, you'd have a lot of Caribbean music, a lot of steel drums and reggae, and a lot of Jimmy Buffett, which appeals to me, not so much to my wife, but we enjoy the music there. And Coronado Springs is probably my favorite moderate resort, and I love walking around there and hearing this sort of festive Latin music, as the background to whatever it is that I'm doing, whether I'm walking or running or just going to the pool or whatever. I'm always a little bummed out when I'm at Coronado and the time arrives. If I'm at the pool and the time arrives for the pool party there, and they start playing all the Radio Disney music and everything, it's like, can we just go back to the resort music loop here, because that was so much more relaxing. But yeah, I love the music loops at both of those resorts, Caribbean and Coronado, two of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, those are great ones as well. I think that so many spots at Walt Disney World have great area music loops. It was really hard to pick a top six list because I think you could probably drop yourself any spot at Walt Disney World that's developed and listen, and you can place yourself where you are in the land and think, wow, they really picked out some incredible songs here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No matter where you are. I mean, it's always... You know, I think you just have to kind of train your ear to pay attention to it, because, you just kind of forget when you're there that, hey, yeah, normally every day my life is not being lived over top of a music track.
Yeah.
But almost every moment of my vacation there, I've got a soundtrack playing behind me. And, I'm a character in this film that's playing out here.
Mm, definitely adds to the experience of it all. Okay, top six Disney area music loops. Number one, Jungle Cruise. Number two, Tomorrowland. Number three, the Polynesian Village Resort. Number four, Frontierland. Five, Main Street USA. And six, Wilderness Lodge. So I didn't talk to you about this before, Russ, but do you have a favorite spot where you like to get your music? You mentioned a website and how you listen to it, almost every day, approximately. Do you have some favorite places you go?
So YouTube is a great place. There's a channel that I go to over and over again on YouTube. It's called Mr. Theme Park Audios, and he's got just I assume Mr. Theme Park Audios is a he, but he's got a huge repository of area music there. I also have an app, and there's a website for subsonic radio, which is almost all background loops. It's on the app, they've got several channels that you can listen to, and, you know, one of them is the Main Street USA, one of them is sort of Frontierland mixed with Wilderness Lodge and that kind of music, and there's one that's most days it is the current Polynesian loop, and some other days of the week it's the former Polynesian loop. So, yeah, those are the primary ones I go to.
Those are some great resources.
You?
Yeah. YouTube, I use quite a bit. I know that there was at least one very popular online Disney music radio station, in quotes, that shut down because of concerns about music and licensing. But I think YouTube is still a great spot, and you mentioned some good ones as well. So good to know that there are those resources out there.
Yeah, I heard when that happened, and you're talking about Mouse World Radio, that when they began to pull their stuff down, I heard that the day is coming when we may lose access to all this music. I hope that day never comes. Certainly hope it doesn't come too soon. But there are some other good ones out there. Magical Mouse Radio is one. Reedy Creek Radio. Sorcerer Radio.
Sorcerer Radio, yeah.
There's no shortage. Yeah, there's no shortage of them. And I know Magical Mouse Radio is run by Mike Rallman, who is the host of the Be Our Guest podcast, and that's a great one too.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder about some of the independent stations that play different Disney music. I'm sure they're watching out for their letters from Disney lawyers. But I hope that the music will stick around on YouTube at least, because it seems like the good folks at Google must have some way to deal with all that appropriately.
Yeah, yeah, I certainly hope we can enjoy it for a long time to come.
Me too. It makes the day go by a little more pleasantly and a little faster.
That is for sure.
All right, Russ. Well, as always, it was a pleasure going through the list. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
Today we head out to the music of Main Street USA, and yes, we have made it through the list of the top six Disney area music loops, but our conversation isn't over. I'd like to hear what you think. Do you have a different idea or something you'd like to add? You can do that by visiting the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/91, a page that works very nicely on tablets, desktops, and smartphones. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other people think as well. I'd like to thank everyone who's been in touch, and I'd like you to get in touch with me too. A great way to do that is on social media, facebook.com/worldofwalt and pinterest.com/worldofwalt. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I would appreciate it if you'd spread the word, tell your family and your friends. To wrap up for today, as always, I would like to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending some of your time with me. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site, where you can read interesting Disney articles and chat with other folks who like Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that is very cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.